You're listening to KNKX. Squid eggs and harlequin ducks are the latest signs of renewed life on the beach at the mouth of the Elwha River. It's been more than 5 years since the largest dam removal in the world took place here on the shores of the Salish Sea. The Elwha is now free-flowing through Olympic National Park into the Strait of Juan de Fuca. In our series Return to the Salish Sea, 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe visits with marine biologist Ann Schaefer, who is at her eye on the nearshore environment at the mouth of the Elwha since way before dam removal began.
It's such a beautiful place. You know, this beach, this nearshore, it's so captivating. And with just a few images, you really can give people a very powerful sense of what all has happened here.
And we should say one of the reasons I sought you out is that you send out a newsletter where you have pictures of the transformation of the river mouth here and the nearshore environment. It is very dramatic. And just to remind folks, two dams were removed from this river system here that starts in the national park and flows out here to the ocean on the peninsula. And what happened was the sediment that had been held back for a century basically was released into this environment.
Right. And it continues to be released. The dams were in the river for just about 100 years. The dam removal project took 3 years, and it's only been 3 years since it ended. So we're a total of 6 years into a 100-year restoration. And it's the first time a project of this scale has been done. So I think we were all shocked at how rapidly things changed. But the restoration isn't over. It's going to take, I would bet, decades before the quote-unquote restoration phase ends.
Yeah, so describe for me exactly where we are here. We're on the River Elwha at the place where the river meets the sea.
Right. So we're on the west side of the Elwha River mouth on the North Olympic Peninsula. And we're probably 100 feet or so from the actual river mouth where it's hitting the marine shoreline. And it's a sunny, warm day. There's a light breeze. The snowmelt has started to occur, and so the river is this really pretty kind of light green gray.
Almost turquoise?
Yeah, it's almost turquoise, and is flowing. The river is up because of the snowmelt that's occurred, and it appears to be a flock of harlequin ducks just on the east shore as we look across, as well as sleeping gulls.
And, you know, just tons of driftwood and beauty and soft sand. This soft sand is kind of a new feature of this beach here.
Right. So with the two dams that were removed from the Elwha River, there was approximately 20 million cubic meters of material that was held back by the dams. And so the dam removals ended in September 2014, end of August. So we've had about 3 years now of sediment that's been delivered to the river and the shoreline. And we've seen a dramatic transformation on the shoreline with the delivery of that sediment.
Yeah, a lot of people were surprised to see new real estate appearing at the mouth of this river.
Yeah, when the sediment appeared, nobody really had any sort of preconception of what it was going to look like. Once the project was underway, people started modeling and got busy. And so I think it was pretty much a surprise, certainly a visual surprise to everybody, just how fast and how transformative this restoration was in the shoreline.
So recap for me again, in what ways was the Elwha Dam harming the nearshore environment?
The primary issue was the trapping of sediment in the river.
So it's kind of just choking the ecosystem.
Correct. That's exactly what it was. It was definitely locking off any, it could be the equivalent of, you know, blood to a system. And without that, the habitat started to erode, and our estuary went from being very complex and large to simplified, reduced, and coarsened. Our shorelines went from being broad, flat, and sandy to being steep, very coarse, and very inhospitable for fish.
And are there important aspects of the nearshore environment that you think the public should be paying attention to, like particular species or aspects of this ecosystem that are coming back?
The most important thing for people to pay attention to are the restoration of the processes from a river that is now able to come back and rebuild all the habitats that a whole manner of species depend on, including our forage fish, surf smelt, sand lance, herring, squid. You will see the squid eggs that just appeared today again in the near shore here.
So this is the basis of the entire food chain?
Yes, they call them forage fish because they are the basis of the food chain for both the marine and then as fish migrate up the watershed as well.
And so as the nearshore is restored here or just kept healthy in other places, that's important for all of the life in the Salish Sea.
And not only the Salish Sea, but up the watershed as well. You know, it's our entire region that depends on it. So it's all a very important component to where we live, not just a lovely beach.
Dr. Anne Schaefer with the Coastal Watershed Institute in Port Angeles, thank you so much for all of your work and your time today.
Thank you.
That was Dr. Anne Schaefer in conversation with our environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe at the mouth of the Elwha River in Port Angeles. Next week on Return to the Salish Sea, we head for the Nisqually River Delta. You can see lots of great images from the series at our special project website, salishseareturn.org.